Good morning, 8:38 here on the Mighty 690, and we have a couple more special guests in studio. We have Dana and Jeremy from Team Rubicon. How are y'all doing this morning?
Good. Bright and early we got here.
Hey, bright and early. Oh, come on. This is like lunchtime for me. Hey, no, it's great to have you on here. And so people are going to be asking, okay, what team? Is this like a chess team or what the heck's going on? What is Team Rubicon?
So Team Rubicon is a 501c nonprofit disaster response organization that is primarily volunteer driven, and we're comprised of military veterans, first responders, and civilians that want to get out in their communities and around the United States and help people on their worst day. So founded in 2010 after the Haiti earthquake, and you know, went down there and provided disaster response in Haiti, and got back and realized that, you know, the need was very local and very rampant with all of these increasing hurricanes and floods and tornadoes, and realized that, you know, there was a need for a rapid deployable organization that could fill the gap.
So you mentioned kind of the military background. Do the two of you have a military background at all?
So I am a disabled military vet, multiple tours in Afghanistan. Got out in 2017 after serving overseas 4 years in the UK. And, you know, I enlisted in the military from the Kansas City area and, you know, relocated down here to Southeast Kansas. And I was in school for emergency management and, you know, was looking for a way to get involved and get some experience, and found Team Rubicon, and, you know, kind of the rest is history. But immediately after getting involved, I knew that, you know, this was the group of people that I wanted to be around, people that had that service mindset, people that
want to get stuff done,
people that want to help others on their worst day. And so that was big for me.
Well, and I think too, you know, and I haven't served, but you know, there is kind of the service mentality and the fact that, you know, you're used to helping people and doing a job and that sort of thing. And this can kind of be a extension in, you know, we talk about the importance of, you know, veterans' mental health and wanting to be able to have a job, you know, wanting to be able to continue to serve people in that role. And this seems kind of like a natural fit for some of those veterans.
Absolutely. You know, myself, somebody that suffers from PTSD and anxiety and depression, I actually find that getting out into the community and serving others helps to kind of fill my cup, so to speak. It gives me purpose. It gives me community. It gives me an identity, something that, you know, I felt like when I got out of the military, you lose a little bit of that camaraderie with others and that continued mission, like you said. So Team Rubicon certainly helps to fill that.
But you don't necessarily have to be a veteran or a service member to participate, right?
No, not at all. I am not a service member. I am Jeremy's spouse, but I have never served in the military. And Team Rubicon, though it was originally founded by military service or prior military service members, there has always been, not always, I should say, what, after the first 3 years, maybe, there was a place for civilians. When Team Rubicon founded their mission and really realized what their place was in disaster, they realized that first responders and that civilians are just as needed. We have, if you go to the website, you'll see it's a very adult organization, but one of the main
cultural principles
is get things done. Mm-hmm. And it's just, if you have initiative and you want to make sure that your community is served when disaster happens, then Team Rubicon is a really good place to learn and to build community.
So what kind of disasters are you going to be responding to, and what area, I guess, are you going to cover? You know, what are the limits?
So for traditional gray shirts that don't have special medical backgrounds, it's going to be national service. If we can build up a good following locally than when we have smaller disasters in this area, then I'm the state administrator, then the community can come to us and say, hey, look, we had a bad windstorm and, you know, there's some, maybe some roof tarping from, you know, shingles off roofs, or there's some trees down that we, you know, we need help clearing with debris or what have you. And then we can spin up an operation right here and take care of that.
And this is where kind of our local emergency management director, like Rick Whitson, could say, oh yeah, this would be a good job for, you know, you guys, and make that call.
Exactly. Exactly. Especially, he is so connected with the community that when we were introduced, it was a wonderful opportunity for us to kind of really understand what disaster looks like locally and work with the people that's their job and figure out how we can help instead of hinder if that time comes.
Sure, because, you know, in a disaster response, you know, we don't want volunteers being in the way. We want to be able to utilize them. And I know that's a balancing act whenever we have anything, let alone, you know, whatever it might be, natural disaster, etc. Now, as far as, you know, locally, what does training look like? I mean, do you guys have any sort of the training that you participate in? How does one, you know, kind of get started with this?
So, getting started is as simple as going to www.teamrubiconusa.org.
You have to pass
hitting the follow button or hitting the volunteer button and signing up to be in our volunteer portal, which is called Roll Call. And you complete an online training that takes about an hour and a half or so. It kind of introduces you to who we are, what we do, our culture. And then you submit to a background check that Team Rubicon pays for. At that point, once you complete those two tasks, you are considered deployable, and then you can sign up in our roll call portal for events all across the country. So, you know, for example, last year when Hurricane Ian hit Florida, and, you know, we deployed hundreds of gray shirts from around the country, and we were in Florida in Lee County in the hardest hit area for months on end. Providing disaster services down there. And, you know, when you sign up, we buy your plane ticket. We tell you to pack a bag. You provide boots and pants. We'll provide you with the gray shirts. We'll give you a place to sleep. We'll give you some work to do. And, you know, at the end of that week or however long you come down there, you'll certainly know that you made a difference.
Well, and I already know at least one guy I'm going to be telling about this now that I know. Because I mean, he helped bond with the Hurricane Ian as well, but he just went on his own. I mean, he drove down himself. He found, like, a Red Cross place to stay. I mean, yep. You know, but he wasn't involved in any organization. So, you know, something like this for those kind of people who love giving back and this sort of thing, want to feel like they're making a difference, because what at the end of the day, isn't that what we want?
Right.
So, you know, this is a great way to help and volunteer and that sort of thing. So, how about time commitment? Is there any sort of, you know, time commitment that you're required or asked to do?
There is no time requirement aside from the initial, what we call the onboarding process. After that, it is the level of commitment you are able to fit into your life. Obviously, the nature of volunteerism, there are times where we have ebbs and flows where we're available for things and we're not, and that is completely understood. If you have particular interest in training capacity, then that is also another initiative that is open to you and that I am absolutely accessible to if you have questions for. We have a core operations class that initiates new volunteers in particular to what skills you'll need if you were to go on a disaster. So roof tarping will train you on that. What else do we do in that class?
Expedient home repair, muck outs. So, you know, a flooded basement, how we go about, you know, trying to remove all of the damaged materials.
And drywall.
Drywall, insulation, flooring, ceilings, all of that kind of stuff. You know, removing contents and just trying to provide that person with an opportunity to recover.
No, that is good information, and so that's probably that's a kind of an in-person training then that you do.
It is, and we do have we try to schedule them around demand in the local area for things like that. We will have larger training opportunities. Sometimes they're multi-day opportunities where you have the chance to learn more than one thing at a time. But as far as local goes, our goal here is to see what our volunteers need from us and then make sure that that's accessible in a way that it isn't an extravagant time commitment to learn so that you feel prepared when you are needed.
Excellent. We're talking with Dana and Jeremy from Team Rubicon, and you guys are, the Team Rubicon itself is going to be featured in a Roku series, right?
Yes.
So, yeah, Roku, on May 25th, we released a 13-episode series, a Roku original with the production staff from This Old House, and it follows Kevin O'Connell, who, you know, many people might recognize as the host from This Old House, as he joins the Team Rubicon ranks and goes on a number of disasters and interacts with gray shirts and kind of hears their stories, interacts with survivors, kind of gets their perspectives on it. We get some background information about the organization, how it was founded, how it operates.
And they really do a good job of giving you all the feels, too.
They do.
Oh, that is great. So you're actually going to be having a watch party here to watch some of that series, right?
Yep. On June 30th at ICC West in the Woods Room, is that right? From 6 to 9 p.m., we're going to have a watch party. There'll be a chance to meet Gray Shirts firsthand, talk with us, kind of get a feel for what the organization is like, and also watch the first couple few episodes of the show.
Well, that's great, and a really, really kind of neat opportunity to meet you guys, answer some questions, you know, see if this might be something that is interesting. And it's always cool to have, you know, a feature like this, to be able to see it from this perspective.
Absolutely. We're really proud of what we have seen so far. We're trying to hold off on watching too much of it so that we can watch it with the watch party, but we're pretty excited about how it's being represented.
So June 30th. 6 to 9, ICC West Campus, going to be a good time. For maybe listeners who just joined us, that sort of thing, if people are interested in learning more or volunteering, what is the best way to do that?
Best way to do that is to go on the website, www.teamrubiconusa.org, hit the volunteer button, sign up in our roll call portal, and from that point, you complete a pretty simple online training, submit to a background check, and then that enables you to be deployed. We have state and local leadership that will be in touch with you when you sign up so that you kind of know who your point of contact is locally.
That's me initially.
Yeah.
It's going to be Dana more than likely for most folks. But we do have active contingents in Wichita, Topeka, Kansas City, obviously down here in the southeast area. We also have groups in Oklahoma, Arkansas, Missouri, all over the United States. You know, we're 160,000 strong with volunteers. So more than likely there is a group near you.
Well, and that's so fantastic to have so many volunteers. And really, we're not talking a long period of time since you've been able to spin up. So fantastic. Sounds like some good leadership in your part. And a reminder that, yeah, you do not need to be a veteran or military to join.
No, absolutely just 18. Not.
Just 18. All righty. Well, anything else you'd like to share with the listeners here this morning as we wrap up?
Please come out and meet us.
Yeah.
Yeah, on June 30th at ICC West, we would love to kind of introduce ourselves formally to the community.
Excellent. Well, I'm so glad that we were able to set this up and have you in. And, of course, anytime you have anything, you know, another event, that sort of thing, you let us know. And we'll be happy to have you on anytime.
Thank you so much.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Alrighty. James.
And, hey, we will be back with our chat with the folks from Sun Group. And then we'll be into Open Line right around 9:30 here on the Mighty 690 KGGF, 74 degrees right now in Coffeyville.